What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM. So hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, because we are talking Thursday night football, Jags and Bengals.
Oh, yeah. This is right in my wheelhouse. I couldn't ask for truly. You might think this is some of a gimmick. I love a game like this. Bad teams, weird jerseys, nobody cares. Betting, it's all the same. We're going to find some value. I actually like my props a lot this week, and I'm ready to dive in if you are.
I am. You can go first. I will follow up with the goods.
All right, so we're going to start on the Jaguars side of things. This team is dysfunctional. They've got a lot of problems. They're a sizable underdog in this spot. And I'm going to start with Cincinnati's defense, who's been much better than people think, particularly in the secondary. I think that's going to have a marketed impact on what they can do downfield. So what does that mean? I think James Robinson will be busy, but I don't really want to attack him on the ground. He's just still a very good pass catcher. I think we see that here. His prop for receptions is at 3.5. The over is at +115. This is a guy, he had 6 targets last week. He caught all 6. In week 1, he had 6 targets. In the middle, he had 3 targets. I think with the amount of interceptions that Trevor Lawrence has been throwing, and I know this sounds like a funny statement, against Cincinnati's secondary, you have to be a little careful. I think James Robinson will be a natural dump-off safety valve in this game. They need to get him involved. They're starting to realize that he had 21 touches last week, and that is a market improvement. But if they fall behind, a lot of those carries are going to turn into targets. You only need 4. You're getting +115 to win a strip. I'm going to lay a strip of bacon to win 1.15. Count me in for James Robinson being an asset in this passing game over 3.5 receptions.
Well, I didn't expect you and I to attack running back receptions props during this video, Mixon? Yet here we are. One strip of bacon for Joe Mixon under 2.5 receptions. So week 1 against Minnesota, he had 4 targets and 4 catches. Week 2 against the Bears, 2 targets, 1 catch. Week 3 against Pittsburgh, 1 target, 1 catch. So for me, heading into this week, my expectation is that Mixon is just going to be more involved in the running game than he'll need to be in the passing game. The Jags are bad. They are dead last in pass rush at PFF. So if they're not getting after Burrow, I don't think they're going to need to get to Joe Mixon all that much. I think Mixon dominates on the ground. I think Chase and Higgins and Boyd do all their work on the outside. And Joe Mixon just doesn't have to catch more than 2 balls. Now, it's not like he could just as easily catch 3 balls in the first 5 minutes, but I don't really see, I don't see the game script working out that way, because I think the Jaguars are just so bad, it's not going to be necessary for the dump offs. So I'm taking the -105 for Joe Mixon under 2.5 receptions. I did not expect you and I to both go to running back reception props, yet here we are.
Now, before, I know.
Ooh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, no doubt about it, and I know where you're about to go. I was going to say that MGM has some really generous lines on those exact props. We don't talk about them before the show, but I'm glad you gravitated where I did.
Yeah, absolutely. And with BetMGM, you can turn your big plays into paydays, and we have a great offer for you. Deposit at least $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description of this video. You'll get 3 months free of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. That covers every single sport we have, daily fantasy, season-long betting. Plus, you get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 on that first deposit. Terms and conditions apply, but you really should be checking out that deal, because 3 free months for a $10 deposit, I mean, if you're going to play DFS and you can bet at BetMGM, you should take advantage.
Truly a no-brainer. For people just starting out, I can't advocate that enough. I also can't advocate enough my second prop. I love this prop. It's one that I maybe only bet 1 or 2 of these a year. Kind of more of a gimmicky and a fun prop, but I really do like this. Jamar Chase is fantastic. All the worries about his drops, none of that stuff obviously mattered. Guy is just a machine, and he's just a home run threat. I do think against Jacksonville's secondary, he and this team is going to have success. It's actually a perfect segue for what you talked about. The Jags are giving up 9 yards per pass attempt. That's 30th in league. They've been terrible. Jamar Chase has a prop out there for longest reception, and it's 24.5 yards. And to me, I am leaning over that. I think he's going to get loose over the top in his first 3 games. 34-yard reception, 42-yard reception, 50-yard reception. He's caught a touchdown in all 3. Burrow will have time. He is not going to be under tremendous pressure. And if he has time, he's going to look to Jamar Chase over the top. They only have to connect on one. He's going to have ample opportunities in this game to do that. It's just minus 115, so a basic toss-up. I think Ja'Marr Chase over 24 and a half longest reception is actually a very, very sneaky prop this week. I'm going to put two strips of bacon on this. I like this a lot. I think that Chase is an extreme home run threat, and you mentioned it. The Jags are not going to get pressure on Burrow in the front, so he's going to have a ton of time to take those shots if he wants to.
I love it. I think we put together a really nice card. Yeah, I hope you guys are going to be tailing us here on the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM.